Hey, it's Benicelli. Today on the podcast, if there's one thing you want to scroll ahead to catch, it's how kids make a turkey.
Write it down. You should make a recipe book. It's amazing.
And the update from Cynthia and her date with her guy friend from this past weekend.
Unexpected turn at martini number 3.
Yes. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So normally you're supposed to, or they say you should make your bed first thing in the morning. That's a sign
of success.
Yeah, it's a sign of success. It's a way to at least check something off of your list for the day. Mm-hmm. It gives you a sense of accomplishment in the morning.
Sure.
But now everything that we know may be upended.
Don't you tell my kid that. Do not tell my kid that. Shut your mouth while you're talking to me. Do not do that. That is a struggle. We are still in the thick of I'm just like, listen, if there's one thing you do to start
just
the day, please just make your bed. It makes everything look cleaner.
Yeah, just make your bed. Yeah,
it makes your life feel like it's more straightened out.
Look, I'm a big fan of making your bed in the morning. Here's why they say maybe that's not the best idea. And it's kind of has a gross, like, reason. So, you know, when you sleep, obviously, your body gives off heat. Sometimes you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
That soaks up into your bedding.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make the bed, the second you wake up, you seal everything in.
Wait, are you saying that every single day you should be washing your sheets?
No, not saying that. Just letting it air out. Yes, letting it air out.
No.
Who
made up this theory? A 16-year-old?
Did your son do this?
Is this a teenager chiming into the chat?
The warm little cocoon that you come out of, you know, that little, that you've been hibernating in for hopefully 8 hours, becomes real estate for dust mites. Mm. Dust mites love moisture. They love your dead skin.
Oh.
And a tightly made bed can turn it into a resort for these little guys.
Is there another tactic?
What they're saying,
dealing with that instead of just leaving your bed an absolute hot mess.
So what they recommend is just pull back your covers, let your bed breathe for about 30 to 60 minutes, and then make it.
Okay.
So just don't do it immediately. Wait 30 to 60 minutes, and then pull the sheets and let it do.
But what you're saying is, basically, my kid's going to go to school and let his bed
air out. Yes, exactly.
And not make it until he gets home from school.
Because
my son is not awake for 60 minutes before they're leaving to go to school.
Right. No, I understand. I understand. That is definitely I'm waking up 15 minutes before I got to walk out the door type of thing. Right.
So again, I'm asking your source. Is your source a teenager?
A teenage boy? Oh, shoot. No, I saw that on Mental Floss, so I don't know.
Oh,
maybe that's a website written by teenage boys.
Maybe. Let's do some digging.
Also, it's widely said that you should eat candy right before bed as well.
Exactly. Oh, yep. Research backs that up.
And you don't even need to brush your teeth.
Nope.
That's fantastic.
Unnecessary.
That's great. Yeah. But I enjoyed all the little dust mites and all the little mites.
That's great.
Love your sweaty nastiness and just throw parties in your bed.
I really didn't need to know that.
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't need to know that.
Nah, you're all right. You're all right.
Can I just Lysol my bed? Like when you get up, Lysol it.
Yeah, if you want to, I guess. Try that.
Is that bad?
Sure, try that.
Lysol seems to like kill everything, right?
Yeah, why don't you just try that?
Within 30 seconds?
You be our test subject.
Okay.
And Kelly, 99.7 DJX, time for a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Katie.
Bentley's Burgers and Fries in West Chesetcook, Nova Scotia.
Sounds delicious.
Got a handwritten apology note and $40 recently.
Okay. All right.
From a customer admitting they failed to pick up a phone order last month.
Mm-hmm.
The owners, Darcy and Laura, said the note read, "I placed an order for 2 cheeseburgers and fries, but was unable to pick them up because I live in the USA.
Okay.
Alabama, specifically. Obviously, I called the wrong restaurant.
Mm.
I hope the amount enclosed is enough to cover the cost of my embarrassing mistake. My sincerest apologies. God bless.
Mm.
They said their jaws hit the floor. Took that as a sign there's hope for humanity. Because, again, the restaurant's in Canada.
Right. So they just called the wrong restaurant. They
yes.
placed an order, and then
like,
they felt bad because the
I'm not going to be able to drive to Canada
yeah,
from Alabama to pick up my cheeseburgers.
Obviously got wasted. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They ended up just giving the burgers away to somebody. And so just, but, it, you know, the customer obviously felt bad. They'd be out the cost of the product.
Mm.
You know, so they're going to use the extra money for some free ice cream.
All right. Very
so
good.
There you go. They posted it on socials and just thought it was really sweet and got a lot of attention. So there you go. We'll tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
End of the hour here on 99.7 EJX. Had one of those weekends where I drove over like 1,200 miles on 99.7 EJX. Drove to like basically Raleigh, North Carolina, which if you don't know, if you Google it right now, it's probably about an 8.5-9 hour drive.
Yeah, it's a haul. My sister lives in Charlotte, so
yeah, we passed some signs for Charlotte on the way.
Yep.
Right, exactly. That is a haul. That's one of those where, man, it was and of course
and lots of mountains, a mountainous drive.
Yeah, and of course getting out of Louisville, you know, there's accidents, there's construction, and so it took like an hour and a half just to even get to Lexington, and you're just like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? But anyways, it was all for like cross-country meet. You know, my daughter didn't run the way she wanted to. It happens. And so it's one of those where, you know, it's all for the experience. You chalk it up for the experience.
Makes the drive home difficult, though.
Well, she slept.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, it didn't matter.
Just sleep it off.
Yeah. You know, and it was, and then, you know, we also drove her coach home as well. And so that was one of those things when, you know, we first told her, hey, we're going to drive your coach home. She was like,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
She went, no. Oh, no, no,
I will
no.
sit there in shame next to them.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
So again, you know, she just camped out in the back and slept the entire way. And I had to make conversation for the entire 9 hours. So,
oh gosh.
You know,
oh, that is, oh.
You know, and then there's a lot of things to talk about when you don't know a whole lot about a person. So
oh,
you can just sit
gosh.
There and you can talk.
And now you're besties.
And you,
right?
And you know, it's like,
are you having Thanksgiving together this week? You probably should.
I realized that as we were whipping through some of these topics of conversation, I'm like, okay, we're not even, and this is on the way home, I'm like, we're not even to Virginia yet. And we've cycled through pretty much everything that I had as a mental checklist.
And it's like, oh, we're running out of things to talk about. We're running out of things to talk about.
There are
certain topics that are not safe. Not safe. Can't go there. Can't talk about that. Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do we do?
Yeah. So we.
Do you sit there in the silence?
Well, there was
someone you don't know that well.
Yep. There was a moment when for about a half an hour, there was just nothing was said. And I guess it could be awkward, but it was just actually kind of nice. It was just kind of nice just
right.
to, we didn't feel like we had to, you know, fill the air with words. So,
okay, that's
overall,
good.
Overall, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay,
it was just,
that's great.
You know, one of those awkward, conversations that you got to have with your kid where you're like, hey, your coach, remember your coach? You know, the
yeah.
one that you were just talking to? Yeah, he's coming home with us. So.
Oh. That is it. The ride home from a sporting event where your kid's upset with how they performed is never great when it's just you and your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then
the coach,
and 9 hours.
I know.
What
it's not
a special kind of awful.
Right. It's not just like a trip from Lexington back
right.
home. It is a 9 hour
oh,
trip.
Oh gosh. Poor
so,
Zoe.
I know. So that was part of my weekend. That was a majority of my weekend. Actually, it was
that,
just,
yeah. That's
just
a lot
in the car on the road. So
that's a lot.
Anyways,
that is not an easy trip to make.
No, not
bless
at all.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Thankfully, we don't have to do that for a while. So.
P's and P's.
Yep, it's 99.7 EJX. Coming up next, it's a challenge to not laugh, which you're like, hey, you know what? I do that every single day on this show. But this is actually a bit called You Laugh, You Lose on the way next on DJX.
Okay.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets, me, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this trophy that I literally hold in my hand. Losers go first. Kelly, I believe that was me.
It was. I've been on a streak.
Hey, Kelly.
Ready? Yeah.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo. Yeah. So I had to put my foot down.
Yep. Sure did.
However.
Oh.
She presented a great argument. And I didn't have a leg to stand on.
Double punchline. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Shout out to Marsha, my joke minion. What do you call a moose with no name?
What?
Anonymous.
Hey, Kelly, they're finally making a documentary about the world's most famous clocks.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, yeah. Do you have joke minions?
No. Is it obvious?
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a sad coffee?
What?
Depresso.
Hey, Kelly, someone asked me what TBH and IDK means.
And?
I told them, to be honest, I don't know. They said, all right, I'll ask someone else.
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Koi fish always travel in groups of four. If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving behind the decoy.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kelly, my dad used to make moonshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, up until he got arrested.
Oh, wow.
It was a whiskey business, he used to tell me.
Yeah, for sure.
Whiskey.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call an old snowman?
What?
A glass of water.
Hmm. Kelly, what did the psychiatrist say to his patient who came in wearing saran wrap pants?
I don't know. What did he say?
Clearly, I see you're nuts.
Yes, literally.
In a clinical sense, of course.
In a clinical sense. Okay. you laughed.
What, are we going to let that one slide?
No, we're not letting that one slide. That was too big of a chuckle. Sorry, I win. Sorry, I'm saving these jokes. I'm saving the rest of the jokes because they're good. You just took yourself off on a little pity little chuckle, and I'm calling it. I'm calling it right there.
Fine.
Sorry, those are the rules. You laugh, you lose. That's the name of the game. That's literally the name of the game. Your little... Doesn't fly around here, sir.
I'm sorry.
Fly.
If I'm so funny, I can't help myself.
So funny that I gave myself a pity chuckle and took myself
so
out. Sorry.
Funny that I happened to wear saran wrap pants and it
Don't
was a personal story.
Don't hate the player, hate
right,
the
fine.
Game.
Fine,
Kelly
fine.
Wins again on a technicality. That
enjoy
dumb,
your
worked.
Stupid trophy.
I will.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
You didn't even realize that's what happened.
No,
did you?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I was
even
clueless.
Realize it.
I was
you
clueless.
Just completely forgot that was the
Thank
name
you.
Of the game.
All right, it's 99.7 DJ. Who knew when I found a $100 bill on the ground that maybe I could have been charged with a misdemeanor? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if it's left behind and there's no way to identify who that person is, why wouldn't you take some money that you find on the ground, right?
I feel like most of us would.
I feel like most of us would. Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without finding 20 bucks left behind at a checkout and keeping it, you're doing okay.
Well, it's where you found it.
So,
that might be the problem in this one.
Yeah, I mean, where in the sense of it being a state of Pennsylvania, Because we've all done this. We've all seen like a dollar on the ground or something like that. We pick it up. We keep it, right? So this woman named Brianna, she lives in Pennsylvania, and she says she was charged with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor, after finding and pocketing an abandoned $20 bill.
What are the other circumstances around this, though?
At a self-checkout at Walmart. She explains.
So naturally, I pick it up and I'm thinking, oh, it's my lucky day, you know? I pay with my card at Walmart. We walk out. Fast forward almost a week. The officer calls me and this is the whole, do you know why I'm calling?
Yeah. So she gets a phone call from the police officer about a week later. This is after her dad had already alerted her and said, hey, by the way, police were kind of looking for you here at the house. And she's like, okay.
No, were you at Walmart on Saturday? Yes. Do you remember the $20?
Police are like, do you remember the $20 there?
Yes. No idea where this is going to go. So he pauses and he goes, just wanted you to know that in the state of Pennsylvania, if money's left on the ground, on a counter, if you pick it up and you, I don't know, the law is within a reasonable attempt to find the person, and I don't necessarily know what that is. You can be charged. And not only that, but he said, I could be charged with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, so apparently someone had reported missing $20 from Walmart, had called the store. The store reviewed their cameras and were able to track her down based on the security cameras.
Oh, wow.
And so they basically said, hey, if you haven't made any sort of reasonable attempt to find the owner. Now, she said she wasn't following anyone. Like, this lady didn't just leave and then she walks up.
It wasn't obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It wasn't one of those things where she left and she walks up and sees the $20 there. And instead of like going, miss, sorry, it looks like you left some money here. There was nothing. So she's all like, can I pay her $50? And we just forget this happened.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's
seriously?
Yeah, yes. And so
That's hardcore.
Yeah. So basically they charged her with summary offense for disorderly conduct. And so later she wound up posting an update saying that she had to get a lawyer and
probably cost more than $20
and got the charge dismissed, provided she return the $20 to the person, which she did.
Okay, that is a long way to go.
What a nightmare.
First of all, A, she didn't know about the law. B,
I mean, ignorance of the law is not, you know, I mean, you know, that's a whole thing, you know, but
sure,
whatever.
But yes, but then, you know, when she did find out about it, she's like, all right, well, what if I just give her $50? Like, this person stood to make $30 on the whole deal.
I know.
And no, still not good enough?
See, I don't think that even got to the person. I think the police officer just said no.
Unfortunately, can't let you do that because the law.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So,
wow.
So again, like, you know, me finding a $100 bill on the ground when I was jogging a
few years ago. You should have let that go, sir.
Yeah. I mean,
you let that go.
What if someone had said, hey, calls the city and goes, I lost a $100 bill.
And then what if there were cameras?
Yes, exactly. Like, oh my gosh. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without finding $20 left behind at a self-checkout and keeping it, then you're doing okay.
You turn that into a Walmart person, apparently.
I guess so.
You turn that over to a staff member.
Yeah.
Say, just in case someone comes back looking for money.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX. Cooking a turkey can be difficult for adults. It's 99.7 JX. I mean, you got to follow a recipe. You got to read. You got to do it right.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a lot of pressure on making it for a lot of people, right?
Exactly. You don't want to screw it up because it's not just you eating it.
Yeah, so we put a call out. Hey, how do you think a kid would cook a turkey, right? First up, Megan asked her son, Logan.
So first I would put a little, pepper on it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Season it, pepper, good
sure.
Call. Yes.
And then I would cook it, and then I would cut the whole turkey up.
All right, cook it, then cut the whole turkey up. How long?
Oh, okay.
I would put it in the oven and mm-hmm. make the time be like 10 or 9 minutes.
10 or 9 minutes. Yeah,
that's quick. That's a quick turnaround.
Honestly, you don't want
to
wait.
You're not going to have to wait. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want
to
wait.
Long.
You don't want to wait.
Great.
I mean, there's a lot of other stuff to coordinate. Yeah. Last thing you want to be worried about is how long the turkey is taking in the oven, right?
Your guests should be happy about that.
Right, for sure. How about some other ones?
Shoot it.
Okay.
Oh, we're taking it back to the very start. Yeah.
Listen.
Sure.
This is straight Kentucky. First of all, how do you cook a turkey?
Shoot it.
Okay. Yeah. And?
Okay.
Put it in a bowl.
All right. Shoot it, then put it in a bowl.
Oh, all right. So wait, do we skip the cooking part?
You know, that's really just hindsight, you know.
Minor detail.
Minor detail, right?
Okay.
I think that you are supposed to kill a turkey, cut its head off, and then cook it.
Okay.
At least we remembered the cooking part, but that was a little violent.
Right,
explaining the death of the turkey.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. All right. How do you cook a turkey as said by kids?
You should cook it at 25%.
All right, 25%. You know what? You don't want to go full 100%. Just 25
kinda
is good.
Like on the microwave. Yeah.
Just 25 is good.
Okay.
9:38:0.
Okay,
did she say wear mitts?
How many minutes do you need to cook this thing at?
9:38.
Okay,
9:38:0.
Okay, 9:38:0.
We're still working that out.
All right, got it.
We're workshopping that part.
We're workshopping it for sure. Amy texted us a screen grab of her kid who said, first, you'll need to buy a turkey. Turkeys cost money. $2 or $10.
Okay. Cheaper. Much cheaper than where I'm shopping.
If you don't want to buy a turkey, you can get one outside instead, because that is where turkeys live.
That is where they live, yes. But that is also a little more difficult.
If you want to get a turkey outside, you can do that by going outside and yelling, turkey!
Oh, wow. They'll just come running?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Miss Boyston's kindergarten class from that said, then when you see the turkey, you can jump out your window and hop on the turkey's back and ride it until it gets tired and has to lay down and take a nap.
Oh,
then when it's on the ground, pick it up and put it in the oven.
Sneak attack. When the turkey's tired,
right. You just pick it up and toss it in the oven. Right.
He's just going to be napping. He's not going to protest as much.
Right. Next, turn the oven to hot, then cook the turkey. It needs to cook for a long time, so maybe like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Then the turkey gets to be dead.
Then the turkey's dead. And then it's fine to eat it.
This is insane.
Oh, wow.
Finally, take the turkey out of the oven after it's dead, then put it in something like a plate.
A plate.
Yeah, you need to put stuff on the turkey to make it taste yummy, like salt, pepper, strawberries, blueberries, and eggs.
Strawberries, blueberries, and eggs.
Lastly, cut the turkey into bites that are circles. Then you can eat the turkey. That is how you
Circle
cook a turkey.
Bites. It's breakfast turkey. Like, because the fruit. Yeah.
Amy, that is classic. Thank you
for
sharing
that one. That's fantastic. And I think maybe some kids need to spend some more time in the kitchen with mom.
You know what? Honestly, the way they're cooking turkey, it's going to free up space. It's free
it
up time.
It is innovative. It is efficient. It's efficient.
It's 99.7 DJX. Thanks for those. Time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This adorable 4-year-old, her name's Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
Super polite. Even hugged her mom before declaring she's running away.
You're not going to visit?
Yeah, I'm not. We'll see you later, Mom. Bye, Mom. Huh?
You don't even want to give me a hug goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
After everything I've done for you?
Yeah, I love playing with you, Mom.
All right, well, it's been fun.
Yeah, it was. Bye, Mom.
See you later. Have a good life.
You too.
Okay, why is she running away?
She's running away because she's upset her mom didn't give her another dollar to try to win a rubber duck from a claw machine. Oh. I mean, totally get it, right? You can't live like that. You cannot stay in a house where they do not...
Where they're not supporting you.
Need for rubber ducks.
Okay.
from claw machines. She made it about 30 seconds down the driveway when Big Brother reminded her they were having pizza for dinner, and she changed her mind instantly. But yes, she just, listen, Mom, be put on notice that I can just march right on out of here.
That's a little bit different than me punching my friend in the mouth and then running away because I thought that I was going to get in trouble.
There's going to be some repercussions for that. Yeah. For
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. How far did you get?
I don't know. I was probably in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I made it maybe a block or two.
Oh.
And then.
That's farther.
And then, yeah. Then his.
Little Penelope. Yeah.
His mom found me in and picked me up. Yeah.
That's awkward. That's way more awkward.
Yeah. It is. It is. But
that's a difficult situation for that mom to handle because you just punched her kid and then you have to go pick you up after you ran away.
Right.
Yeah, awkward.
Right, sure.
Awkward.
Yeah, all that. But no, this is much better.
No, yes. Penelope is adorable.
Okay.
And this video has been seen 29 million times. So
okay.
You can see it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
Got a text from Tony we need to probably pass along. It's 99.7 DJX. He says, fog sweats at a level dark brown.
Oh, no.
Listen, we haven't had fog sweats in a long time where we do it on a color code. Green, okay, no fog. Yellow, all right, caution, some fog. Orange, getting bad. Red, that's bad. Brown, that is grip the pants, poop your pants, sort of. Level, and that's
Listen,
where we're at.
I was sitting here doing that because my son had to drive my daughter to school today, and I was like, listen, it's really foggy, low beams, you got to be careful. Just got a text, they got there safely. Thank goodness.
Low beams. Oh. Yeah, you don't want high beams, that'll reflect back off into you.
Exactly.
I'm looking out this sixth floor here on Shelbyville Road, and I can barely even see the Z Salon across the street.
Oh, man.
I mean, it is blanketed the entire metro.
It is THICC thick.
Thick. So from the Snyder to J-Town all the way into St. Matthews and into downtown, it starts to get a little bit of relief. But, yeah, if you're from the outskirts and you're in that commute, just know you've got to grip the wheel at 12 and 2 just to make sure everything is all right.
Extra pats of baby powder today.
Baby powder, need that extra pats in your special areas just to make sure everything's on the up and up, all right? Because nothing more embarrassing than walking into work with sweat marks in those embarrassing areas.
Or brown marks.
Or brown marks in those embarrassing areas.
You don't want that either.
No, you don't want
none
that.
Of that. Maybe just take a change of clothes just in case.
Here is the only piece of good news if that is the case. If you are in such a moment, you could probably pull off to the side of the road and pop a squat there on the side of the road and no one would even see.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to throw my wife under the bus real quick. She did that.
Listen, I feel like you need to, we need permission. I feel like we need permission.
To be fair, we were in a foreign country. The fog was so thick, we could barely see anything. And she
figured
had to.
Maybe a sheep would see.
She had to use the restroom so bad that I was just like, I'm pulling off. I'm pulling off to the side of the road. There's no one around. Who's going to see?
And we're out in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's no gas stations anywhere near.
Right.
And emergency level.
Somewhere living in our house, there is a photo.
You took a photo.
Of course I took a photo.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Of the thick fog all around and my lovely wife popping a squat. So anyways.
That's great.
Just know, if it is getting close to level brown where you are, that you could just pull off. You don't even need to put the hazards on. Just pull off far enough that it's a safe distance and no one's got to be the wiser. It can be your little secret between you and the fog.
I would put hazards on, though, just in case.
Well, that will draw attention to you.
It will a little, but you just also don't want anyone plowing into your car because they didn't see you pulled over while you're taking care of business.
All right, Kelly, always thinking safety.
I'm just thinking it through.
All right. Hey, coming up next, I think I might be walking into a little bit of drama.
Well, this. Let's go ahead and put that on blast beforehand.
Yeah.
That'll make it even better.
Well, maybe it can work.
Are you now starting to rethink it?
No, I think I'm fine.
Okay.
It's involving.
Famous last words. I think I'm fine. It's fine. I think it's fine.
It involves the trip we're taking to visit my sister this Thanksgiving. Okay. All right,
well,
and then
they're not listening, right?
No,
is Kathy listening?
I don't think so. No.
Kathy not
listening. It's different, but we'll get into it next. What drama or potential drama do you think you're walking into this week? It's 99.7 DJX. I know we're all going to be around family. Well, most of us will be around family. Maybe some you haven't seen in a while. So I'm taking a trip up to Chicago to visit my sister. It was a thing that we'd always do, especially surrounding Irish dance. We're not really competing in Irish dance this year, but we thought, you know what? It's been a couple years. Let's just get together. And kind of like we did in the past, right? So I'm going to go up and spend a couple days up in Chicago with my sister. Now, the drama that I feel like I'm walking into is the fact that we are bringing our dog, Dougal, along. And now she's got two dogs herself. And they're lovely. They're about the same size with one another. Maybe her dogs are a little bit taller than Dougal, but Dougal has not met them ever. And so I don't know if you're a dog person, but you know, sometimes getting dogs together can be a little bit iffy.
Sure.
Now,
and your dog has a history of being kicked out of doggy daycare.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, well, we could try to get him into a boarding before we go, but we had a conversation with my sister, and we're like, hey, how do you feel about this scenario?
And we're gonna bring Dougal,
yeah. So we were like, we're considering, you know, taking our dog, and she didn't give us an outstanding, overwhelming yes. That sounds like a great idea. Bring him on over.
Was it more of like a, okay?
She was more like a, I think that could probably, I mean, we don't have a fence. So, you know, we have an electric fence, which obviously my dog wouldn't have any clue as to what an electric fence is.
Sure.
Because he's got a fence that you can see, a barrier that you can see, not some invisible little flag. Or whatever. And so she was just kind of like, yeah. I mean, I think that could work. So she's already kind of on notice with this whole scenario. And so I guess
she's trying to be accommodating. Sure.
Yes, exactly. And so I guess the drama that I'm walking into is worried that he is going to absolutely destroy everything and make my life a living nightmare.
Sure. There is always that gamble. And so are you fully committed, all in, we're doing that?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think that's the play that we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, Dougal, the cats, your brothers and sisters are staying here. We're bringing you. And because they can fend for themselves for a day or two.
Okay.
We just need to leave food out, make sure the litter boxes are clean, and they're fine. You, however, are not. And so, we're going to attempt to do this. And that's the potential drama that I think I'm walking into.
That is going to be fun. You should document it.
Maybe.
Like the trip itself. How long is the drive?
Well, from here to Chicago?
Oh, it's Chicago. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like, you know.
That's long enough like to be problematic.
4.5, 5 hours, something like that.
How does he typically do in the car? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. he's not the greatest of travelers. He's gotten better, but normally he's gotten car sick before, so.
Oh, yeah.
But he has gone on some trips with us before, so I think it ought to be all right. But anyways, you know, these are the unknowns that you don't know. Like, you can't sit your dog down and say, hey, look.
Give him a straight talking to.
I want you to be on your best behavior.
You're
going to meet some other doggy friends.
We're going to have fun.
You're going to need to be on your best dog behavior.
Yes. No, you can't have that talk.
Right. So
yeah.
I guess wish us luck. We're going to navigate this and try to figure it out. And
document
hopefully,
it, please. Take hopefully, us along with you. We need to know. We need to see how that goes. We're invested.
Like the first meeting of these three animals together. I mean, that is... That I am so nervous because yes. One of her dogs is kind of like an alpha, and her other and the other dog in Dougal I think will get along well, but the alpha I think is going to have maybe like want to assert himself on my dog, and I don't know how my dogs are going to react. So anyways, whatever. Oh, we'll keep you updated. But is there any sort of drama that you know you're walking into?
At least you gave her a heads up. And you didn't just show
up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not dropping in and we're not driving all this way and going, hey, by the way, we brought Dougal.
Yes. Oh, here's another issue. Like, do you, okay, so Dougal just sleeps with you, right? Wherever he wants.
Well.
He doesn't have like a specific sleep place.
Yeah. So he sleeps usually on the couch, right?
Okay. So does her dogs have like a designated sleeping
space?
Well,
he's going to have to sleep with us. That is 100% what's going to have to happen. And I think we're going to have to bring a crate, which we haven't crated him in a while. Ooh. So that's going to be another issue that we're going to have to navigate. But
maybe some crying and upset.
I know. I'll keep you updated on that. But anyways,
and maybe you're crying too. I don't know.
What's the drama that you are walking into? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. So what drama do you know you're walking into? I have potential drama with my dog Dougal meeting my sister's dogs who she said, yeah, you could probably bring him and it probably would be okay. So we don't know how that's all going to work out. I'll keep you posted. Kyle says, so my Thanksgiving drama, pretty mild, but it's been going on for years. My mom and aunt have completely opposite stuffing recipes, and every year they accidentally leave out one ingredient when they share recipes.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, wow!
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm fully expecting them to passively, aggressively critique each other's food all day again.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Brandon, I'm bringing a girl I've been seeing for 2 months, and my grandma already told me, quote, she's prepared to interrogate her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My girlfriend thinks she's joking. She's not joking. Wish me luck. Oh,
good luck, Brandon. Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Lisa said, I just know my boyfriend's mom is going to corner me and ask, so when's he going to propose? She did it last year and the year before, and I'm mentally preparing replies that include fake coughing fits.
Wait a second. If it's her boyfriend's mom, why isn't she asking her son?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not Lisa's doing. It's
right.
Like,
she's like, I don't know.
Say, talk to your son.
Talk to your son.
Talk to your son.
Right.
He'd be in charge of that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Annie says, my Thanksgiving drama is that my cousin volunteers to bring dessert every year and then shows up empty handed saying, oh my gosh, I forgot.
Oh my gosh.
Every year.
Oh no.
We all know she does it on purpose so she doesn't have to cook.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That is literally the worst.
Yeah.
Swifty Kim says, I'm not walking into any drama. It's coming to me cooking for a family, and we'll have over 20 people here on Thanksgiving. I'll update you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that. Chris said, my dad dropped the we need to have a family meeting line last week, which is never good.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he's making some big announcement.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm fully expecting a will update or a retirement crisis. Either way, mashed potatoes won't be enough to get me through this.
Oh, bless his heart. Oh,
wow.
Oh, dang it.
Wow. That is. Hey, while you're all here, family meeting, that's not a great sentence.
That's usually not the time or place for that, unless it's great news that they know everyone's going to be happy about.
Yeah, we're all going to fly you all out to Hawaii.
Yes, you can share that.
It'll be great.
Yes, that's the sharing we can do.
Right.
Aaron says, my parents got divorced when I was 12, and they still can't be in the same room without throwing shade.
Mm.
Mom's bringing her new boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Stepmom's bringing a new face.
Wait, what?
She just got work done. I'm basically showing up to watch the season premiere of Real Housewives Holiday Edition.
Hang on, so they all get together still?
Yes, they do.
That
Which,
is...
If you can successfully pull that off,
I was going to say, wow, because you know, my parents divorced a long time, and there's no way they would share.
You didn't do the combination.
No
holidays.
Way.
Yeah, the combination.
No,
yeah.
I would go to one, then go to the other. Right. You know, they're separate. They're separate. Wow,
yeah.
That is impressive. All right, we'll get to a couple more. What drama are you walking into this Thanksgiving?
Michelle, so my brother has been secretly living at my parents' basement for months after telling everyone he moved to Nashville.
Mm.
I wasn't supposed to know, but I found stuff during a laundry mishap. Thanksgiving's apparently when he's coming clean, so I'm just hoping no one acts crazy.
So everybody thinks that her brother moved to Nashville when
he's still living in mom and dad's basement.
Yeah. Timeline's just a little off.
Sure.
Still planning on it. Timeline's just a little off. All right, we'll get to one more. Jeff said, my brother is bringing his new My brother is bringing his new girlfriend who also happens to be my ex from college. Thought everyone forgot about that phase of my life. Apparently not. My mom is acting like this. Completely normal.
Oh, well, yes. What else do you do? What else do you do? Keeping you don't want her to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that's good. Maybe my dog drama isn't as bad. Thank you for that. All right. Good stories. It's 99.70 JX. All right. How about a little dude knowledge? Let's introduce you to Angela calling us from LaGrange. Hi there, Angela.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Angela's got brown hair, is 5'6", is a nurse, and is currently married.
Awesome.
Yes. Are you looking forward to, spending some time with family? Are you guys traveling anywhere? What's the deal?
No traveling. Mm-hmm. We do Thanksgiving at my parents' house on Thanksgiving, and then I host on Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
All right. That's cool. That's
do you
cool.
love hosting? Does it make you nervous?
Not nervous, just a little stressed. Because I'm very,
You're a high-stressed person. I was going
to
say, you and Kelly sound like your peas and carrots.
Oh, absolutely.
I try not to stress.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I
try not to stress.
Right.
I try not to. My husband's listening right now, and I know he's thinking, that's the understatement of the year.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sometimes it's in our nature.
It's all right. There's a yin and yang.
I can't help it.
Yes, it's all
same.
Right. It's all right.
Same.
Listen, when it's all on you, Angela, to do everything, then yes, it's stressful.
I don't think that's helping.
Right.
Trust me.
I'm not sure if that's helping.
I've been on the other side of that. I understand. I'm like, well, what can I do? Nothing.
Okay.
All right. We're going to test you on your dude knowledge. Kelly can be there as a lifeline for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. In electrical work, what is the difference between male and female connections?
The female goes in the male.
I don't know if that's exactly how
The other way.
Yeah. Prongs.
I don't know
males,
what,
right? The prongs.
I don't know what you and your husband do when there's nothing.
The male electrical part goes
to
the female.
Right, the prongs. Or the male part,
yeah, the
right?
Prong.
You know,
yeah.
Different ports. Male has protruding prongs.
Protruding prongs.
Female has recessed sockets.
Yes.
I'll give that to you. You got
that's great.
You got there eventually.
See, that's why the Halloween costumes are like the woman is the outlet and the guy is
the plug.
That makes sense.
Again.
It makes sense.
Angela, your husband's a lucky guy.
Out the gate, here we are.
All right, here we go. Question two, dude knowledge. What is a naturally aspirated car?
What?
Naturally aspirated?
Yeah. Naturally aspirated car. What is that?
I was today years old when I heard that term.
Okay.
Me too.
5 seconds or three.
Is it a convertible?
Two.
Naturally ventilated because you take the top off.
I can't accept that. It's a naturally aspirated engine or a car means that the engine relies solely on the atmospheric pressure and not turbocharged or supercharged to artificially push more air into the engine.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Never heard that term.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I didn't understand that we had to be an electrician and a mechanic to do well at this game.
All right, here we go. Next question. In football, how many offensive players are on the field at one time?
11.
Very good.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Very good. Yep. 11. Good job. Number four, question four. What's it mean to prime an engine?
prime an engine.
Yeah, what's it mean when, maybe not for your car, but for like a lawnmower or a chainsaw or something like that? Need an answer.
Oil it up. I don't know.
Oil it up.
Oil it up.
If you're talking about like a lawnmower or something like that, don't you have to like you pump it up a little bit to get like,
yeah, but what are you doing when you pump
to it before you start it?
Okay, I'm going to give that to you. Kelly rolled in. It's the act of introducing fuel to the engine cylinders before trying to start it.
I had to do that when I owned a lawnmower for about a week, and then we decided to chuck it and hire someone to cut our lawn. Yay!
Yeah, see, there you go. All right. So I'm giving that to you, Angela. All right.
Okay, great.
You're welcome. You're doing great, by the way. You got three right so far.
What a great performance.
I don't cut the grass.
Okay. Last question. Last question.
Yeah. Bring it home.
What main position does LeBron James play? Kelly, quit Googling
I'm just saying good morning to Lynette.
All right. Hi, Lynette. All right. So, listen, I'm going to give you a multiple choice. All right. I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
What main position does LeBron James play? Guard, striker, forward, or center?
I mean, I know what the basketball positions are.
Good. That's half the battle.
I'm going to say center.
You're going to say center is incorrect.
Dang it, really?
Yeah, the main position he plays is forward. He does switch around, but the main position he plays
I was going to say he's not a guard.
Is forward.
So. I knew he wasn't a guard. Yeah.
He wasn't a striker. That's not even a thing in basketball.
Okay. All right, Angela, you know, 3 out of 5 ain't bad. You've got sons. You've got a husband.
They were also kind of marginally right. Like, you know, it's just, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. The whole point, I think, is not to do amazing at this.
She did. You did great, Angela. You obviously know enough to survive in this world. So thanks. Sure.
I need to know about those car questions.
Nah, that's right.
No, you don't need to know that
that's
stuff.
That's why they have mechanics.
Right.
And
right.
AAA.
Right, for sure. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, Angela, for playing along with us. We appreciate you. Hopefully you have a great, great rest of your day and week, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
You, too. All right, there it is.
She was great.
She was fantastic.
She deserves a prize. We just don't have one.
She deserves one. We just can't give her one. So, anyways. There it is, Dude Knowledge. Yay. Ooh. On 99.7 DJX. So, should our listener Cynthia shut her potential date down before she actually goes on it with a male friend of hers? It's 99.7 DJX.
We said no, you should go.
Yeah.
And then just see.
Split the check even.
If the vibes start getting flirty, that's when you maybe shut it down.
Yeah, you shut it down. That's for sure. We have an update.
Hey, guys. Thanks for replying to me. I honestly didn't think you'd actually talk about my situation.
Okay. Well, we did.
So I just had to write back after hearing it on your show and getting everyone's advice because, wow, things took a turn, LOL.
Oh.
So I decided to go to dinner despite my very mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Took the suggestion a lot of people mentioned, told him I'd meet him there and pay for myself.
Yep.
He offered to pick me up, but I told him I'd be running around all day and it just made more sense to just meet at the restaurant.
Okay.
We ended up going to Bar Vetti.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Honestly, I was kind of excited because I'd heard amazing things about that place.
Sure.
When I got there, I told him up front he wasn't expected to pay for me since I'd been wanting to check it out anyway.
Mm.
He just gave me this little smile and said, we'll see.
Okay.
Dinner actually went really well.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation stayed totally casual. He was a complete gentleman. Nothing had that heavy date vibe, which was honestly a relief.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I think I even forgot I was supposed to be worried about that part, LOL.
Sure.
And, okay, here's where it got messy.
Messy?
He is a good-looking guy. Just not someone I ever thought of as, quote, my type.
Okay.
But maybe around martini number three.
Oh, gosh.
Something clicked a little.
Oh.
We did end up splitting the check, even though he tried to pay.
Okay.
And then I Ubered back to his place.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another.
Uh-huh.
And, well, let's just say we grabbed breakfast together the next morning. LOL. So,
wow.
Yeah, I may have accidentally made this a whole lot more complicated than it needed to be.
Uh-huh.
But for now, we both agreed we're not dating.
Mm.
And we're just going to keep hanging out as friends and see where things go.
Cynthia, hey, I've been there. And guess what? I married her. So, you know what?
Martini,
hey, good luck.
Martini number three.
Long round martini number three. Things started to get different.
Maybe he is attractive.
Well, yeah. I mean, and who knows? Maybe she was repressing those feelings because she's like, you know, he's too much like my brother, whatever,
maybe.
Blah, 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 blah. And was like, he's not my type, not my type, not my type.
My friends are good looking. I'll have another martini.
The waiter comes by. Can I fill you up?
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Around martini number three, things started to change. That's a great line. All right. Well, Cynthia, good luck with that. I mean, honestly,
you
that's.
You know what? Hey. This could be an amazing story to one day tell your kids.
Yeah, right. Oh, shoot. So many texts rolling in. Siri, place Ruin the Friendship by Taylor Swift.
Oh,
LOL.
Listen, that's not what she needs to hear right now.
No.
Maybe she needs to hear some Usher.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, hey.
Lovers to Friends, do we need to play that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
OMG, let's put a little playlist together for them, just in case.
You know what?
I think they hang out.
I think they're okay. I think they've figured it out, you know? They've figured it out. It's going to be fine. No, we're happy for you. Thank you, Cynthia, for the... And you know what? Good luck. Honestly, good luck with trying to remain just friends.
I think this is great. This is great. Ooh, do we need to play Somber then?
Oh,
back to friends.
Yes, exactly. What a turn of events. Anyways, hey, thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate you. And
I'm rooting for it.
And I don't know what they are serving at Barvetti, but I think maybe that's
martinis apparently.
Yeah,
are real
martinis
good.
Are good. Martinis are
10
good.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
All right, there's your update on 99.7 DJX. Oh my gosh, that was good.
That was unexpected.
Yeah, I know, especially how very passionate she was, like, are just friends.
Yes, yes.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, this martini just went down a little too well.
She wasn't considering martini number three.
She was not. She did not factor in the martini. But no. Thanksgiving is can be stressful. Stressful because you're cooking for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that maybe have allergy restrictions. There's a lot of moving parts. I mean,
sure. The
turkey itself can be complicated.
Yes, and you're trying to please a lot of palates, a lot of people. You want to be happy and enjoy their time at your house.
You ever wonder how it's done? So we asked kids, we put the call out. Hey, why don't you ask your kid how to cook a turkey? These are always fun. Megan got her son Logan to answer that.
So first I would put a little pepper on it.
All right.
Okay. Sure.
Seasoning.
Season it.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I would cook it, and then I would cut the whole turkey up.
All right. Cut the whole turkey up.
All right.
Good suggestion.
I would put it in the oven and make the time be like 10 or 9 minutes.
Oh, quick. Oh,
yeah.
That's faster than expected.
You know what? That's going to free up the oven for a lot of other things.
But also, you don't want your guests to wait.
Don't want them to wait.
Yes.
Don't want them to wait. That's right. Yeah. How do you cook a turkey?
Shoot it.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're taking it all the way back to the beginning. Let's not forget some steps.
Let's be clear.
Okay.
Let's be clear. All right.
Okay. Shoot it.
Uh-huh, and then what?
Put it in a bowl.
All right, shoot it and put it in a bowl.
In a bowl, okay. All right. Are we cooking it?
That you are supposed to kill a turkey, cut its head off.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
all right,
oh,
yeah.
This is so violent.
Sure.
So much violence.
And then,
do what?
And then, like, cook it?
All right, then cook
sure.
it. Sure,
yes.
Absolutely.
That's
cooking
advised.
It is advised.
You should cook it at 25%.
All right, 25%.
Oh. Okay.
Not 100%. We don't have time for that. We need to just cook it at 25%. About how long would that actually be?
9:30 minutes.
I'm not sure what how much time that is. I'm
I don't know
sure.
how to set that on my oven.
I don't know if my oven has that setting either.
9:30, 8:0 minutes.
All right.
That sounds like plenty of time, though. That sounds like plenty of time.
It sounds like it's going to be perfectly juicy.
Amy texted in a response that her son gave. Said, first, you will need to buy a turkey.
Yes. Okay. So we don't have to go hunt it.
Right. Turkeys
All right, let's
cost
go buy it.
Money.
Yes.
Like $2 or $10.
Oh. Wow. Where are they shopping?
I don't know. If you don't want to buy a turkey, you can get one outside instead because that is where turkeys live.
All right.
If you want to get an outside turkey, you can do that by going outside and yelling, "Turkey!"
Oh, they'll just come running? I did not know that.
This from Amy's kid.
I didn't know that.
Then, when you see the turkey, you can jump out of your window and hop on the turkey's back and ride it until he gets tired and has to lay down and take a nap.
We're riding the turkey until it gets tired?
Well, yeah. Then the turkey gets tired and has to take a nap. That's how you get it.
And then sneak attack to cook it? Is that what we're doing?
Then...
Oh, okay.
He continues, when it's on the ground, pick it up, put it in the oven.
Oh, yeah, sneak attack.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
That way it's easier.
No, and while the turkey's in the oven, then next, turn the oven on to hot.
Oh, yeah.
Then cook the turkey. It needs to cook for a long time, so maybe like 5 or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes.
That's
long
right.
time. So listen, we are cooking the turkey alive. Is that what we're doing? This is not the most humane way to go about it. But
well,
okay.
Then Amy's kid continues. Uh-huh. Then the turkey gets to be dead.
Oh, then yes, because you're cooking him alive.
All right.
All right.
So
that
yeah.
Is,
so this is
that's going to be kind of a torturous death
from
for the
Amy's
poor
kindergartner. Finally,
lots of ideas on how to make this happen.
Yeah, take the turkey out of the oven after it's dead, and then put it. On something like a plate.
Sure.
You need to put stuff on the turkey to make it taste yummy.
Like what?
Like salt.
Uh-huh.
Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberries. Blueberries. And eggs. Lastly, cut the turkey into bites that are circles. Then you can eat the turkey. That is how you cook a turkey. The end.
Okay.
This is so great.
It was like a breakfast turkey.
It was. Amy, thank you so much for sharing that.
Did she try that recipe? I just want to know how it tasted. What were the reviews of
what
that
were the
recipe?
Reviews?
I need to know.
Right, right. I mean, that seems to be a little bit more complicated than...
Shoot it?
Yeah, wow. Yes.
I mean, you got to...
It can get messy.
It can get messy.
Yeah.
How to cook a turkey.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX. When's the last time you went on kind of a road trip? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're doing something or planning something here in the next couple days for the holiday or whatever. Just probably spent a total of 18 hours in the car over the weekend. I'll get to that. So traveled to North Carolina for cross country. There's a big regional cross country meet that
that's a big region if you're traveling that far from regional.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Well, so it's the Southeast region that Kentucky is a part of. We couldn't be a part of the region where the regionals were held in Indiana.
there were regionals in Indiana?
Yeah, that's like the Midwest region. But no, we had to go to the Southeast anyways.
Oh, they might need to redistrict that. That's weird.
I know, right?
Wow.
So 9 hours in the car. But yeah, it was one of those trips where, you know, you go for the experience. My daughter didn't race the way she wanted to. She was kind of nearing the end of, like, mentally nearing the end of cross country season. It's been a long season. And so, you know,
that's tough, especially when you had such a long way to go. And then you really want to make it worth it
by
performing the way you want to.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and as a parent, you want to see your kid perform the way, you know, that they're capable of. And, and you know, you're just there to support, obviously. You know, it's not a, well, you could have done better. It's just a, hey, I'm glad you got out there and did your all and everything.
Yes. And then, you know, that car ride back from a sporting event where they feel like they didn't do their best is always tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it's 9 hours.
Okay. And so here's where you were alluding to earlier. So on the way there, it was fine. It was just me, my wife, and my daughter. And we were traveling there. We had snacks. They were, you know, my daughter was able to camp out in the back. We have a minivan and just kind of have her own little space. On the way back to Louisville, we had to bring her coach.
So there was
the added when we told her, hey, we're taking coach home. She was like, what?
She didn't know.
So this isn't just like a, hey, we're taking him home from a meet at Charlie Vetner Park.
Right.
This is not, or even Lexington. This is nine hours. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So,
and do you know this coach very well? Like, are you?
I mean, I know him well enough that it's like I have said hi to him.
Oh, wow.
When I've dropped Zoe off at practice, or I picked her up, or I've taken her, you know, on Saturday mornings to these different runs and things like that. So, you know, I mean, it's not like we hang out after, you know, on the weekends and play cards or anything like that. No.
And going on a road trip with someone is a little, that's different, especially if you're just kind of on a, hi.
Yeah. So
kind of a level.
So it was interesting because I got a heads up from the family who drove this coach to North Carolina. And they were like, okay, well, I think you're going to have a lot of things to talk about with music. He's a music buff.
Oh, great.
And so I was like, all right, well, that's okay.
That could take up maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and then
how long does an average conversation last?
I know. And I'm sitting there going, all right, well, you know what? We have you and I have unique jobs. So I think there's some natural conversation in what we do and things like that.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it was all right. Well, maybe we'll have enough stuff. And we hadn't even gotten to Virginia yet. And if you know, like, how the path to get from Louisville to North Carolina, like Raleigh, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
you go through Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, into North Carolina.
We didn't
even make it to North. We didn't even make it back up to Virginia before it was like,
You're running out of things to talk about. So and then do you ride in
weather's
silence
been crazy.
The rest of the time?
So, you know, honestly, like, he was a good conversation. Like, he asked a lot of questions. There was a lot of that conversation. My daughter uttered zero words. She was in the back, just in her cocoon.
She's trying to survive the situation.
And my wife was helping. She was tossing in things. So, I mean, it was an experience. And yes, there was probably a period of about a half an hour where there was not one word that was uttered in the car, which, you know, was actually, it was nice. It was nice that we didn't have to try to fill it with some weirdness, but.
Okay. So not everyone was sitting there going, oh my gosh, what do we say?
But I did kind of think, I'm like, we've talked about everything. What's the next thing that's going to come up, you know? And so anyways, it was what it was, but hopefully your road trip that you may go on this week, isn't filled with some potential awkwardness.
Are you new besties now?
I mean, I sent along He did accidentally pick up one of my hats when we dropped him off.
Oh.
And so I sent along his hat to school today.
Okay.
And I also sent a book that I had that I thought he would really like that we kind of talked about. I know, like,
you are besties.
Nerd.
Are you going to invite him to Thanksgiving now? I feel like you should.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, it's 99.70 JX. But yeah, hopefully your trips this week are drama free. All right, still to come, we'll get to a feel good story coming up here in moments. Pics or didn't happen, video or it didn't happen either. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.70 JX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is?
Well, that's an example of what not right. to do.
Yeah. You know, these little challenges that you see on TikTok that roll around.
Usually not a great idea. Some
I mean,
of them
some of them
cute.
Can be fun. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Some of them are cute and yeah. can result in some pretty awesome viral fame. The other side of it is viral fame for not a good reason.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested when you're completely naked for a TikTok challenge, you're doing okay.
Naked?
Naked.
N-E-K-K-I-D?
That's right. Uh-huh. We'll explain here shortly. This 41-year-old dude named Anthony lives in Florida, which... Uh-huh. You know, is par for the course,
mm-hmm.
Was videoed marching down a street, buck naked. In the cold. We're talking like 36 degrees.
Ooh, that's frosty.
Cops asked him what was going on. He said, for TikTok. Here's the sheriff.
We did get some security footage from a Tesla. That's right. A man's going to work. It's 36 degrees.
Ooh.
And this dude is walking down the road buck naked. He's not even wearing his socks. So this nice man called the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
We responded, and there he is, marching down the side of the road. We ask him, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, it's a TikTok challenge.
Okay.
Well, you don't even have your cell phone. You're really naked when you don't have your cell phone.
That's right.
Nope. So we arrested him for obvious violations of the law.
Mm. Yeah.
He went to the jail mm-hmm. without any clothes on.
Oh,
buck
wow.
naked.
Buck naked.
Buck naked.
Buck
wait.
Naked.
Wait, he's doing a TikTok challenge, but then, like, not getting it on video for TikTok?
Yeah.
How
like,
does that work?
I don't know how that works. Even the sheriff knew how that was supposed to work.
Yeah. It's like, typically, the way that works is you get video and upload it with the hashtag of the challenge.
Yeah.
Is there a TikTok, a hashtag buck naked TikTok challenge going right now?
Well, maybe you need to research that, Kelly.
I would.
Because again, the setting the bar is you need a phone in order to film it. All right.
Yes. That was a fatal mistake.
That was.
One of the fatal mistakes.
Right.
There is no official buck naked TikTok challenge.
Okay. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested buck naked for a TikTok challenge that's not even a TikTok challenge, then
maybe
you're doing okay.
He was attempting to start it. And then again. Yeah,
they've got to start somewhere, right, Kelly?
Exactly.
That's right.
But then again, I think one piece of the puzzle is he didn't get it on video.
Hashtag
on purpose.
Innovator. He's an innovator.
It was on video, but thanks to a guy in a Tesla. Driving by.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast and listen to the update that we received from Cynthia.
That was unexpected. She was freaking out thinking that her guy friend was going to like put the moves on her or something because she felt like their dinner was going to be a date. And she said, nope, I don't look at him like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, that was her whole thing last week was I've been friends with this guy. And now all of a sudden, this is feeling very date-ish. And I don't
right.
want it to be a date. I don't want to say no. Because I don't want to hurt the friendship, but what do I do? And we were all just like, yeah, I mean, just go out with them. Like
right.
go out.
Just go out and just see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
If he starts putting the moves on you, then
you can
shut it down.
Shut it down.
More, yeah, right in the middle of it. And it took a sharp left turn.
Yeah.
At martini number 3.
But I hear the martinis at Bar Vetti are pretty good.
They're pretty spectacular from what we hear.
From what we hear. So, yeah, if nothing else, listen to that update. That's funny. And then I'll keep you posted on the drama that may or may not be happening as I transport my dog to my sister's house where she's got two dogs also.
You said you couldn't really have a stern talking to with your dog, but maybe you can at least try.
Yes. Sit him down. Dougal, listen to me.
Yes, and get
eyes
that
here.
On video.
Eyes
too,
here. Eyes here. We're going to be on our best behavior.
Listen to what Daddy says.
Listen to me. Dougal.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You're on notice. Also, I got a text from my girlfriend, Andrea. She's like, I'm crying. The turkey stories. Yes, the recipes of how to cook a turkey from children.
Yes.
Are efficient.
And thank you to Amy for sending us along her son and when he was in kindergarten, what his answer was.
They're efficient, sometimes violent, but 100% hilarious.
I love it. I love it. All right. So what else? Is that it?
I think that's... Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.